Well, this story about the hacking of the Bureau of Meteorology's computer system just gets worse. It turns out this event, which security expert Peter Jennings, to whom I often speak on this program, says is likely to have been perpetrated by China, occurred at least a month ago. We're just hearing about it now. According to the ABC reporter Chris Ullman, a classified briefing prepared for the government has described the attack as, quote, intrusive and pervasive, and recommends all the Bureau's information technology systems be replaced. That could cost up to $100 million and take literally years to complete. Why would China be interested in hacking into the Bureau of Meteorology? Well, as Peter Jennings observed, the Bureau's computer system is a gateway into other government departments, including defence. What's more, the classified briefing, which Chris Ullman has got hold of, points out that weather information is critical to defence deployments, and information passed between the Defence Department and the Bureau of Meteorology would allow the hacker to pinpoint where Australian defence assets were operating. Now, as I said, apparently this breach occurred some time ago. In other words, possibly before the strategic port of Darwin was sold to a Chinese outfit, Landbridge, in October, and long before the New South Wales government almost sold Transgrid to a Chinese government-owned outfit. Is it possible that the federal government was prepared to wave both those deals through in full knowledge that China was likely to be responsible for this security breach? Malcolm Turnbull, I think the nation is entitled to hear from you.